Okay, we're on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, top. Tznan, Amar Velezer. Umayim Isha Shekona Li Atzmo, Hari Hu Meifin Adoreha. Going back now, quoting what the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Lezer said that if a woman that a person only affects a relationship with because he made a kinyan, and he's made for her nadarim, Isha Shehiknu Loman Hashemayim Min Odin Shemeifin Adoreha. Surely a woman that he was given in Hashemayim, a Yavama. So where it says, that Rebbe Lezer is talking, even by two Yavamim, but one of them made Mimer, then it wasn't in Hashemayim that they gave her. He made a Kenyan in her. The Ikish Yosuba Mimer, Konali Atzmahu. Where it says, no, she Konali Atzmahu, Yidei Shemayim. Enochinami, he made Mimer, but she was Meyucha to him to begin with Zika, from the Yibum, from the Nefila when the husband died. So it's not exactly that he initiated this relationship completely, but he added to it. But the Maisa was a Hiknum and a Shemayim. So you can't be Medayik from Rabbi Lazar's words, not like Ravami, that it's not talking in a case where you made Maimer. Rashi, E Amr's time with Rabbi Lazar, the Amr Lishnayim Mefer, Kagon Shosaba Maimer, Hoda Amr Shehiknulam and Hashemayim, right? It's not true. It's not just Hiknulam and Hashemayim. It's talking where he made Mimer. Connolly Atzmohu, the Masha Osaba Mimer. He made Mimer. He was the one who made the Kenyan. So Morris says, no, Enochanam. He made the Kenyan, but he made the Kenyan in a woman who already had a Shaychus to him because of Zika. Okay, so it's called the Chomer still. If a woman he had no Shaychus to, and he made a Kenyan in her of Erisin, he's made for her Nadarim, Kol Shekain, a woman that he had Shaychus to because of Zika, and then he made a Kenyan that he's made for her Nadarim. That's the Kavach Homer. Mara says, Tifshel Deboi Rabba. From this resolve Rabba's Shaila. Rabba had the boy Rabba, Maimer Le Beishamai. According to Beishamai, the Halach of Maimer. And we said that Rabbi Lezer holds like Beishamai, that Maimer is a Kenyan Gomer. What kind of kinyan is it? Erisin osa or nesuin osa? Does it create erisin or a mamish like nesuin? Right, as all the halachas, she has the halachas now of a nesua after mimer. Okay, or no, it only makes like erisin, and nesuin is only after him as yibum mamish. Tifshot the nesuin osa. So let's learn from Rabbi Lezer, who likes Beis Shammai, and says that it's talking in a case where he made mimer. That's where he can be made for in the darim, that it has a din of nesuin. Why? De'i erisin osa, because if it would only be erisin, the husband can't be made for her nedarim alone. Hotznan naramur also avio bailam if you're nedareha. You need the father also. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, my yofer b'shutfus enochanami. Doesn't mean he can be made for it alone. It means now he has the power to be made for it together with the father. But enochanami maimer only has a din of erisin, and she has a din of a naramur also who the husband and the father, right? But even though the husband never made yibum mamish, only Mimer, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lezer, that what's it called, that the Yavam can be made for her Nadar. She went together with the father. O Nisuin Osa, Yorisha, what's the difference? If it's not Nisuin, then he's not Yorisha, he doesn't inherit from her if she dies. Umetamila, and if he's a Kohen, he's not Metami to bury her. V'haboa leha nidam bechenek. She's and she's an Asua, and she gets Chenek if she's Mizana. The E. Erisin, right? The low poka zikas achiv gamri mino hechi matzi yovin mefer lechudei, because if it's only Erisin, right? How could the husband be mefer by himself? The chor of the father has to be mefer together with him. V'hotzna naramu rasa the chosman shehi arusa akati shayach be'aviyah. As long as she's not in the suah, the father still has shlit over her. My offer to come a Rebbe Lezer b'shutfis in Mavia the la'olam erison also in Echanam is no raya from here. Could be that Mimer makes erison, and when it says that the husband could be made for it, doesn't mean alone; it means together with the father. Okay, Tanya, one second. Tanya nami hachi k'rebami. We have a brisa that says like Ravami that Rebbe Lezer is talking in a case where you made Mimer. And he goes according to Beis Shammai that Mimer is Kona, and the Mela was a clear with the father, the way we're learning now. Or if Maimon makes Nisuin alone. Then this is the Braisa. That's like Ravami. Shomeris Yavam. Bein Yavam Echod, Bein Shnei Yavamim. Rebelezer Omer Yotir. Shomeris Yavam, whether there's one Yavam or two, makes no difference. Rebelezer holds that one of them at least could be Mefer. And like Ravami said, it's talking in a case where one of them made Maimer. Reb Yeshua Omer, because if they didn't make Maimer, then it's Ein Breira. We don't know who eventually is. There's Zika, but we don't know in the end who's going to utilize that Zika. So only one of them is going to end up being the Yavam, right? So only one of them can be made from. We don't know which one. That's Ein Breira. So, but Yesh Zika. That's Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, it's talking in a case where one of them made Maimer, and now he wants to call can be made for her Nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Lola Echad Veloshnai. No, a Yavam doesn't have, there's no Zika, and therefore until he actually makes Yavam, she's not his wife at all. No connection, and therefore there's no Hafaras Nedarim. Whether there's one Yavam, two Yavam, Yavamos makes no difference. Even if you don't have to come on to Breira, we know for sure this Yavam is going to be the Yavam because there's nobody else. Still, ain't Zika. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lola Echad Veloshnai. And Rabbi Yeshua holds one, yes, but not two. He holds Yesh Zika, but there's what's it called, no Breira. So two, and he doesn't hold that Maimer has a din that it's a Kenyan Gomer. Maimer just passels her to the other brothers, so he doesn't hold like Beishamai. And Rabbi Akiva Omer Lola Echav Lo Shnai, like we just said now in Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva holds that ain Breira and ain Zika. So Mela, there's no connection until he actually makes Yibum. Omer Belezer. Now the Brisa goes on. Umayim isha she'ein lo chelik ba, ad shelo tova l'rshuso. Right? And what's it called? A woman that he has no chelik in until she comes into his vishos. In other words, he marries her. But before he married her, he has no shaychus to her. Mishabos l'rshuso nigmar lo. Right? When she comes into his vishos, either erisin together with the father or nesuin alone, right? He can be made for an adorim. A woman that he had a chelik in before she came into his rishus, because there's zika, right? Right. So surely, what's it called? He should be able to be made for her nadarim if she came into his rishus with maimer, right? It's no worse than a stam erusin. Amar lo Akiva lo, no, it's no right. Im amres be isha shekana hu liatzmo. By a woman that he marries himself, so nobody else has a chelik in her. But over here, it's talking where there's two yavamim, right? And where there's two yavamim, somebody else has a chelik. This one and this one. We don't know who's going to end up being it. Tomar v'isha sheiknu on the shemaim, sheikh yesh lo ima chelik, kach yesh lacherim chelik ba. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua Akiva Dvarecha b'shnei Yavamim. That's very good if there's two Yavamim. Ma tomeshiv al Yavam Echad. What are you going to say about one Yavam? Amar le, so you can ask your question on Rabbi Lezer, who holds even by two Yavamim. What are you going to do with me? I hold that you're right. Two Yavamim because somebody else has a chelik is not she's not in his rishos, and I don't hold like Rabbi Lezer that Maimer is a Kenyan Gomer. So I agree with you. But one Yavam, what's it called? There's Zika. So what are you going to do with that? Omerle, klum chilakmo al Yavam echad, v'ashnei Yavamim ben she'osu b'maimer ben she'losu osu b'maimer. Right? Do we make any chilik by Yavam echad, v'ashnei Yavam, whether he made Maimer or not? And if he made Maimer, then you don't have to come on to Breira at least. And still, what's it called? No, she can't be made for the Nedarim. U'v'chishar devorim kein Nedarim. And just like the other things, we'll see Rashi explains it, Gemara's explained it on Sunday, right? Just like, for other things, she's not mamish in his rishus as a yavama, as she would be if she was mamish in arusa, and therefore, same thing for Nedarim, she's not in his rishus for Nedarim either. Omer Benazai, chavol alecho Benazai. Benazai said about himself, they to Benazai, shalosh shimashas Rabbi Akiva, that I wasn't mishamish Rabbi Akiva, right, and because he knows how to answer good answers and win the argument, if I would have mishamish him, shimush doesn't mean that you serve him, wash his hands, or whatever. Shimush, Rashi says all over Shas, shimush talmid chacham means that you learn how to learn Gemara from him, learn svaras or whatever, right? Not just how to learn Mishnayos or whatever, but the ideas behind the Mishnayos and how to bring contradictions and answer them, that's called Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, Rashi. Can you convince the Ravami, the boss of a Maimer Plige, that Rabbi Lezer, when he says that you could be made for even for two Yevamim, is talking where one of them made a Maimer. The Brisa is clearly like Ravami. Where Mishabosar Shus on Nigmarlo, made for Nidoreh, who Vavia. When you make Erisin, so the husband now can be made for her Nidorim together with the father. Isha Shieshlo Chelik Bachelo Tovel Shus, so surely a woman that he had a Chelik in before he made the Maimer. She's a kukolo achelo also a mimer. There was Zika even before the mimer. Surely he could be made for the nedarim together with the father. Mishabosla reshuso da also a mimer. Ain odin shetigomer lo de mefer nedarecho. Kachin lachem reches. Rabbi Akiva answered Rabbi Lezer. You see clearly, Rabbi Lezer is talking where he made mimer. And Rabbi Akiva answered him, no. Kachin lachem chelik ba. Right. Kodem shetisaris lo. Right. No. By a regular woman. Nobody had a chelik in this woman before the erusin. Kach yesh lacherim chelik bo l'shar yavam. But over here, before he made Maimer, there was another yavam who had a chelik in her, who had a shaychus to her, right? Because the zika applied to both of them. So therefore, what's it called? A woman who you have complete jurisdiction over, except for the fact that the father is also involved, right? Then you can be made for an adorim. But over here, somebody else had jurisdiction over her before you made Maimer. So therefore, you can't be made for an adorim. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Ma'ata meshiv al yov mechad. So Rabbi Yeshua, right, pushed his way in, and he said, that's good for Rabbi Lezer. It doesn't answer me. I hold enochanami. Two yavamim, you can't be made for. But one yavam at least, and there nobody else had a chelik in her. Sheina tamodali olav. Ho'el ve'en la'cherim chelik bo karusa dam yu mefer lo. Why shouldn't you agree to me that one yavam at least could be made for? Where it says, no, klum chilaknu, davadi bein osu b'maimer, bein lo osu b'maimer, eno chayev skila, habo aleh, kenara murosa. Right? You'll agree with me that a yavama, even if you made maimer, surely if you didn't make maimer, she's only osu b'lav, of lo siya esha samei sachutza. Right? That's the, what's it called? That's a lav. Right? But, what's it called? But, yavama l'shuk. But surely nobody gets skila for living with a Yavama Hamurasa for the first marriage, even if there's Maimer. Nobody holds that she's Mamish and Arusa, she gets Skila. There's only a lav, right? Eino Chayef Skila Habola Kanar Murasa, Hilkach Eino Meferla. Because so therefore the relationship, the connection is not strong, and therefore it can't affect Hafaris Nadarim. Why? Loshna Yavam Echa, Loshna, and it doesn't make a difference, one Yavam, two Yavam. That halacha applies across the board. Even one yavama, right, who surely this yavam is either going to make chalitza or yibum, right, makes no difference. Right, even if he makes maimer in her, surely if he doesn't make maimer, the zika is not strong enough to make her mamash a full-fledged wife who's chayiv skila if she's mezame. That called dino shove. The ein chiyuv yoser habal shomeres yavam echad mehabal shomeres shnei yavam. There's no more chiyuv for a woman who has one yavam or two yavam. She never is considered like a full Eishas Ish. She's just over a lot. Ukeshar Dvorim Kenedorim. And Meila, just like her relationship, Legabe Skila, is less than a regular woman, her relationship, Legabe Nedorim, is also less. The Keshem Dele'in Skila Ein Ladin Kenara Murasa, Kach Benedorim Ein Gemura Le'isha Le'hofer Nara Murasa. V'achim Forash Le'kamon. This Gemara is going to say this later. Tomorrow. Sunday. Lo shimashta es Rabbi Akiva, she odeya l'natzeach kol kach. Rabbi Akiva knows how to win an argument. Lo hoshiv tshuvos meulos, he knows how to answer what's it called good answers. Too bad I never learned by him. Okay. What? Lo siya eishes hamei sachutza leishzor. Only I think Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi learns lo siya means there's no havaya. Kedushin is not tofes. We hold kedushin is tofes by a by yavam. Maybe not sure, but it's lavdav if she lives with somebody else, she's over the fact that she lived with somebody, not the yachid. And she either gives you a chalitza or yidden. Then she can live with anybody she wants. But it's not only an issur of kedushin, it's any, she's what's it called, shomeris yavam. Shomeris yavam, mizan is over that issur of losiyeh ishus hametzachutz.
So there doesn't have to be havaya with the other person?
No. In fact, that pasuk is not losiyeh alav, per se, but she can't live with anybody else because she's a shomeris yavam. And not only that, nobody else even can effect a kedushin with her, right? Losiyeh. There's no havaya, right? Not it's not a lav, it's a metzias. But it's also that she can't, my mela, she's what's it called, she can't be with anybody else.